USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. The group's leader, Maine Senator Susan Collins, told reporters while they didn't reach a deal, both sides agreed to continue talks in order to find common ground to provide some form of help for the American people.
All of us are concerned about struggling families, teetering small businesses, an overwhelmed health care system, getting vaccines out and into people's arms, and strengthening our economy and addressing the public health crisis that we face.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S. with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he sees some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend. So if we continue to abide by and use and implement the public health measures together with an increasing number of people who get vaccinated, I hope we can get a trend that will continue to come down lower and lower.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More changes to the nation's immigration policies are expected this week. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravan. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And homeless activists in Washington State's capital have taken over one of the city's hotels. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.